Hey everybody, Nate here. Before the show, I just wanted to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, the Snack Nanny. The Snack Nanny is the latest, greatest spill-proof bowl. It's the first snack bowl for kids with a self-closing door. The Snack Nanny allows kids to snack freely without overeating, keeps kids entertained, and prevents them from creating a mess for mom and dad to clean up. Kids and parents love the Snack Nanny. It's easy to use, easy to clean, and includes portion control features that only the Snack Nanny offers. To order, go to www.snacknanny.com. or order from Amazon. Remember, you support our sponsors and they support us. Thanks and Nihei Debiru. Hey everybody and welcome to Chop Talk. I'm your host, Nate England. If you listen to the show on iTunes, please write a review and give us a 5-star rating. Be sure to check out our photos from each week's episode on the Chop Talk Facebook page and share the link to the episode. The show is also now available on Google Play, and the Chop Talk channel on YouTube was just launched this week. You can check out Ezra Scott and Neil Stinson demonstrating a self-defense against a guillotine choke. More videos will be posted soon. This week, Kosho School of Karate instructor Evan Jones and I make our second stop on our international karate road trip. This week, we are in Dalton, Georgia, to join the Classical Fighting Arts Seminar taught by Yoshio Kuba. Evan and I sat down with Kuba-sensei, his student, and my good friend Miwa Kanazawa, and a few bottles of red wine to talk about his experiences in karate. A student of Taguchi-sensei, Kuba has become one of the top instructors of traditional Goju-Ryu in the world. In recent years, he has traveled extensively to help teach this art, traveling to Europe, the U.S., India, and South Africa, where I joined him on a tour in 2012. He also regularly teaches at the Classical Fighting Arts Seminars held in Okinawa. His approach is more internal than other well-known branches of Goju, focusing less on the conditioning of the hands and the body, but on developing correct technique and understanding application. In his classes and seminars, he emphasizes the difference between basic and advanced karate techniques, stressing that the participants, many of whom are black belts, should be able to separate the fundamental techniques taught to beginners with the more advanced and practical and effective techniques that they should be using as advanced practitioners. With a background in acupuncture, he is also an expert on how to make it hurt, using more wrist locks and pressure points than you generally see in a karate dojo. And he's an expert on traditional kata and bunkai, which we will get into in detail in this interview. To find out more about Sensei Yoshio Kuba and the Kenbukan Dojo in Okinawa City, Okinawa, you can contact Miwa Kanazawa at miwandering@gmail.com. That's miwandering@gmail.com. And now, our conversation with Yoshio Kuba.
So, Sensei Kian said, please, this part is off record.
Yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. Of course. Now, you need to translate that it is off record.
Okay.
Because if he says off record in Japanese and I don't know it.
What is your question or subject of this time?
So I was just, you know, answering how he got started in the martial arts, and you know, how he found Goju compared to Shorin-Ryu or something else, because Okinawa, there's so many different karate styles and so many different teachers and schools. You know, how did he get where he is now?
There are lots of questions.
I'm nervous.
Why? You need more alcohol? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. 最初の、まあ、僕ほど始めたっていうのは、まあ、本当に小学校の時に、あの、柔道をかじってたよね。It
was an elementary school student. 先生 tried to start the judo.
ただ、あの、正式に柔道の道場に入門するときに、
まあ、それまではね、柔道っていうのは遊び半分で柔道をやったり、沖縄相撲をやったり、沖縄スモーレスリング、で、正式に柔道の道場に入門しようとした時に、実を言うと、
小さすぎるからって柔道の先生に断られてね。
When he decided to enter the judo dojo,、mm-hmm. but at that dojo owner, the sensei told Kaba sensei, "You are too small, too short."
Okay, too short to do judo.
Right.
Okay.
で断られて、それでも、
so you should not come to dojo because you're too little.
まあそれでね、あのはっきり言って。
But don't they have different weight divisions in judo? They have like the 30 kilogram and the 50 kilogram and the heavyweights. He could have been like the lightweight champion.
先生どんだけちっちゃかったんですその頃は。
いや。
何歳ぐらいですか。
いや、小学入門しようと思ったら小学5年だったから。
10歳ぐらいですね。
そうね、うん、
It's about 10 years old
で、同じ
小さい子、小さい方だったんですか
同じ10歳でも小さい方だ
And he was a shorter kid than the same age at that time、
okay.
まあそれでね、あの、まあ、基本的に柔道は諦めた
So he stopped to practice judo anymore、うん
うん、でそれで剣道をあのやりだした。
Then he started to practice kendo.
Okay.、
うん、でこれもあの警察署でね。
At the police station, they have the each police station has dojo, you know that?
Right, right.
And they practice in kendo or judo or karate sometimes. Right.、Yeah, mm-hmm.Sensei start to practice at the police station.
And those guys have to be pretty good because they're, you know, they're cops, so they're out arresting people.
Right.
And they get to beat people with sticks professionally. So they're usually in good shape.
日常的にそういう訓練してる人たちだから練習するにはとってもいいところなんですね。
とかそれはあるんだけどね、あのまあそういうところで子供に教えるっていうのはそんなに高度なものではなかったけど。
But the、うん、you know kids class is、mm-hmm.Yeah, adjust for the kids,、
okay.
even their professional fighting, little fight.
Okay, that's good、I、they tone mean, it down.
Right.
They don't give the 11-year-olds a concussion.
だからあのいつも話してるんだけど、結局ね、弟が徳内先生の道場に入門したのがきっかけ、空手は。
His younger brother、entered the 関口先生の道場。
Okay.、
Mm-hmm. And then,Kuba sensei is staying with his younger brother to take him care of. So that this is the first time to start the karate.
About how old? Nansei, right?
15 years.
15 years old. I was saying.
Onaji.
Onaji. All right, so I've got some potential. I didn't start too late. I was always worried about that.
Isn't that right?
Maybe I should have started when I was 4.
Wow.I was 11 years old.
11 years, so you've got to jump on both of us.
Karate は先輩だ。いや、あの、まあ、それがきっかけだったんだけどね。まあ、そういう形で。で、あの、僕らが小さい時っていうのは、小学校の時っていうのは、あの、一番みんなが呼んで憧れていたのは、ほとんどが武道漫画だった。
There's a lot of the Budo comics.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and the kids really love to read that.、
Yeah.
It's、only the entertainment for them、mm-hmm. at that age. Not like nowadays.
Right. The comic books.
Right. Comic books. Yeah.
Yeah. その時に最初の憧れっていうのが柔道の漫画。
So first time he read about the judo comics.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's why you wanted
yes,
to start judo.
Yes.
Okay.
But
and その後その次にあのやっぱり剣道
です。Kendo comics.
And then the karate comics.
Yes.
Okay. Are you, do you still read the comics? What's next?
Next the one I know.
Next he's gonna like get into the giant fighting robots. or like the schoolgirls with magical powers. So, I don't know.
Yeah. No, not that way.
まあ今はさ。ゲームとかなんとかたくさんあるけど、あの頃はもう、漫画とか映画とかがもう最大の、
コミックブックス or the movies、
mm-hmm.
is entertainment for、mm-hmm. the people. So many people have influence from that that kind of comics.
And I think that in America we have the Japanese comics too, but I think the only people that get involved in those are a little bit
old ones.
Otakus. The American ones are. Like, I remember when I was.
And for me, that's deviant?
Nerdy.
Oh.
Like when I went to. When I first moved to Okinawa, I lived in a hostel. And these two women, they were in their 20s. And they.
It's like a dormitory?
Yes.
Dormitory that tokoni. 沖縄に来た時期の頃は住んでたらしいんですよ。
And these two women were really into Japanese comics and anime, the cartoons. And
are they Americans?
They were Americans. And they came with costumes.
Oh.
And one was dressed like a fox and one was dressed like a raccoon. And then they went out, like, we're walking around Kokusaidori.
Sometimes I found that kind of people on the Kokusai Street, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, really weird.
Yeah, so that's the kind of people that are into Japanese comics in America. But I'm glad in Japan it inspires you to do some karate and some judo. It's more manly.
でも、
でもほとんど世界中でコミックは売れてるじゃない。
You know, you know, now the famous Japanese industry is anime.
Right.
And maybe next to the Toyota or Honda, like that, the car industry.
That's the next one.
I think so, because it's really big influence for the around the world.
So is this your first time to America, or have you been here before?
Oh, this time. This is third time.
Third time?
Yes.
Okay, nice. Where were you before?
Before first time is Atlanta in Georgia.
Okay.
Yes, and second time in Oregon.
Oregon, all right.
Colorado?
Colorado.
Nice.
And this.
What do you think? Is it, was it a culture shock? Do you like it here? Is it too different? Do you get homesick? What's the difference between America and Okinawa?
先生、ホームシックかからないでしょ。
かからない。で、本当にカルチャーショックもない。
No homesick, no culture shock, because he really easy to adjust the place anywhere he visited to Europe or Africa or USA.
Yeah.
He enjoyed the local food very much.
Nice.
地元の食事すごい好きですもんね。
大好きです。
I heard some karate masters eat only Japanese food everywhere they go to.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, when I taught English, there was one woman who, her and her husband came on a trip to America. They were here for 1 month. And her husband made her bring the rice cooker. And like a 50-pound bag of rice. So that he could have Japanese. They had one suitcase just for cooking products that they drug around the country.
This is Mike Tarvin of Tarvin Plumbing Company. You may have heard me answering questions as a plumbing expert on the Gary Sullivan Show over the years. I'm here today to make you aware of our company. We perform plumbing repairs of all types. We've been in business since 1907, through 5 generations of family members. That's 109 years of providing top-quality workmanship and outstanding service. If you're having issues with leaks, stoppages, water heaters, fixtures, or piping, we're here to help. Spring rains may be taking a toll on your sump pump. To help out, ask us about our summer sump pump special. We can inspect the existing pump and replace it if necessary for a special summer price. We can also inspect or add a battery backup and other devices for extra security to keep you high and dry. We offer you peace of mind for your plumbing system with reliable, trustworthy service backed by years of experience. Tarvin Plumbing is a Cincinnati company with an appreciation of the wide range of plumbing challenges this city offers. So if you or someone you know has a need for plumbing repairs of any type, please think of us at Tarvin Plumbing. You can reach us at tarvinplumbing.com. That's tarvinplumbing.com. Thank you.
You were nice enough to let me follow you around in South Africa. And before then, you know, my impression of Goju Ryu was very tight. Doing tight moves all the time.
Yeah.
And so that was my impression, because that's all I had been exposed to. But I was surprised that you were much more relaxed, much more fluid movements. So there's different types of Goju Ryu. Can you tell a little bit of the difference between maybe yours and some of the other ones that people might be familiar with?
No. This is Seki Stoguchi is teaching for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. だから結局ね、五十流っていうのは五をなんで、それから十の技術に持っていかないといけないんだけど、ほとんどの人が五で止まってる。
で、ね、五十流、五 means hard.Ju means soft, but most of people practicing the Go levels, and they stop to
the hard levels.
Level. They stop to move to the soft levels.
Okay.
So this is the typical image of the Goju Ryu. It's really tight, like you said. So.
だから、徳地先生の指導を受けてる人は問題はないと思うんだけど。他の五十流、他の人の指導しか受けてない五十流から見ると、ある意味で異質かもしれない。
で、トウキ先生 lineage of the people is popular style、久保先生 style、like moving really flat、softly、but other 五十流 lineage、they are a little popularlike a tight way or a strong, hard way. So from their side, Kuba sensei's style is really rare. It could be rare.
Right. So I think it's good that people can see the difference. That you're traveling around so much, the U.S., South Africa, Europe, and letting people see that there's a different sides to Goju Ryu. It's not just the go-go group.
Go-go
group. Yeah. You remember that.
Goju.
And you also do acupuncture.
Yes.
Right? Are you finding that, is that related to karate in any way? Do you know right where to hit that guy to make him hurt? Or is it completely separate?
これはもうどうしようもないぐらい
重なってますよね。
役立ってる。完全に一つになってる。
It's 100% connected.
All right.
It's not fair for us because it this kind of area you should push or you should keep the tension. So I understand about that way, but Kuba sensei knows the point, direct point to grab or pushing. So it's really.Works. It's really painful. You should try that tomorrow.
ポイントはね、取り方の基本的なものがあるって。
そうなんですか。でも人の体ってみんなサイズ違うじゃないですか。
サイズは違うけど、極端には変わらないわけ。
I'm asking the human body is not the same size.
That's a good point.
But since there is some direction to find the correct point.
Okay.
あのね、つまようじがあったらすごいからだけど、ポイントはね、ピンポイントじゃない。で、この範囲、この
ボールペンあるよ。
だからね、
出さないでね。
Just to narrate, he's manipulating Mr. Jones's hand here.
Sorry.
ポイントあるでしょ。そうすると、ツボっていうの
は
ここだとかついてないからいけないよ。ここだって言うでしょ。
Yeah. This might be the point.
これはこのポイントじゃなくて、この範囲なんです。
About this area.
Okay.
だからこのエリアの中で、例えば病気の治療だと。
To fix the health problem.
でもこの時は、結局この時は指で探ってこの範囲内に一番のポイントを探す。
Checking around with the fingers and find the correct point for fix the body.
だからここのポイントも、 これが健弘さんのポイントがある。
The area that
should でこのエリアの中、そのエリアの中でもここを使うと歯の痛みが止まる。
So in the it stops tooth pain.
ね。
Okay.
ここを使うと目の治療になる。
Is to fix the eye problem.
だからこういう違いがあると同時に、じゃあここをどうするかというと、例えばシェイクハンド、これシェイクハンド、彼がもし殴ってこうやってする。
So if you try to punch sensei,
come on.
like
これがパンチするときにやるのは、これだと、ハンドだ、これだから動かん。でもこの時に、この時やるのがこれだよ。
Grab and twist.
I got that.
It's different.
He's got you in a wrist lock now. So you try to shake hands, and if you try to punch him,
yeah,
right. He's got a press.
He has his thumb in the back of your hand.
You should try that.
Try it with his hand so he understands.
Yeah.
Okay. これ shake hand ね。ってこいつこれだと。
これ。
だから彼がパンチしようとしたら。
You try. Yeah.
Okay.
How's that?
That's pretty good.
ここ行ったのが楽器くね。ポイントが分かる。
It connects to acupuncture to the karate training.
Okay.
It's not fair, right?
Right. Yeah.
He knows
everything. So you need to start over, Nate.
Yeah, I thought I probably need to start over.
You should explain what happened now.
Yeah, so we tried to shake hands, and he had his thumb in the right spot on the hand to make us not want to do that anymore. Now, can you make it feel better? Because I hurt my elbow working out.
This side.これはね、よく起こす
変形、popular
変形の始まりですね。ちょっ
と popular it starts changing the saying English
orientation
angle. It's changing the angle. The elbow is changing.
針持ってるから。
針持ってきてるから。あと needles.He always bring needle with him.
今日は飲んでるからできない。
And now he drinking alcohol, but maybe next tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't want to put needles in me when I've been drinking alcohol.
I would pay for that.
Yeah. But
he promised you to tomorrow.
All right. So that's good. So you can not only cause the pain, but you can also fix it too.
Fix it.
That's good to have both.
He fixed my ankle. You know, I
broke
you twist ankle again.The first time I twist ankle the March, and then I twist it again the 2 weeks ago. It's still strange, but
I didn't notice you limping, so it must be okay.
It's okay, I can walk.
でも最初ビコ引いてたけどビコ引かないから。
No, it will better. It will better because all the professor taking care of me.
Nice. So I know you've been involved with the classical fighting arts seminars in Okinawa. They've brought you over here. You know, you've been traveling to South Africa, and a lot of people are visiting your dojo. Yeah, I mean, do you find any differences between the people that are practicing?You know, Okinawa and other countries, and the people that are practicing in Okinawa, the Okinawans that are starting and practicing there.
So,
there are big differences.
だから同じ五十流でもいわゆる本土の五十流
Even the same 五十流 style some people is coming from mainland Japan so mainland Japan style 五十流 and Okinawa traditional way a little different
で沖縄の五十流 沖縄の伝統的な五十嶺っていう人は基本がそんなに変わらないけど、でもただ本土の五十嶺はもう基本そのものが五十嶺ではないから、あのまあこれ外国もあってそのやっぱり同じことが全部起こってる。
それは本土の五十嶺が海外に広がっているからですか？
うん、そうだから本土の五十嶺が間違っているから、間違ったのがそのまま外国、そのまま外国に伝わって、うん、だから俺から見るとこれ彼たちの国旗は五十嶺ではない。五十嶺の格好はしてるけど五十嶺じゃない、基本が違うから。
OK、in the 沖縄 traditional 五十嶺is not so different between the stars or groups.
Okay.
But the mainland Japan Gojuru is quite different. Mm-hmm. Mostly different is the basic technique.
Okay.
They are changing. Mm. And then the popular Gojuru in our world is coming from the mainland Japan.
Okay.
So they also different basic technique. So it's really different from Okinawan traditional standard.
あれはね、本当にあの外国言うと困るんですよね。もう一回あってるじゃないですか。
はい、そうですよね。
あれひどかったよ。ちょっと。
はい、すごい。The once we visited the Gojuryu Dojo in South Africa, and their understanding is incorrect.
Okay.
Because they show us the some bunkai of the kata, senjin kata, but it's not correct. So how to use this way?
Mm-hmm.
But their misunderstanding. Yeah. You don't know the kata senjin.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm and watching now. I'll learn anything I can.
Think some the people grabbing their hair and try to like this way and put it away the arms.
Okay.
It is not work.
So okay. So let's talk about seonjin. So people, the people out there that know it, but for people who don't, there's a move where you step out to kibidachi.
Right.
You both hands kind of reach up the center. It kind of in front of your chin or your throat. You grab and then pull down and then out over the knees.
So most of people thinking it's how to release
the choke.
Choke.
So somebody's choking you and you reach up and grab those hands and clear them out.
It is not correct.
Okay, what is
for
correct?
Correct way, somebody grab the arm.
Okay.
And twisting up.
Okay.
And down, it's released away. Not choke.
So, are you grabbing the arm?
Grabbing, okay.
So if I grab your arm, both arms are just one.
It's okay. This one.
So I'm grabbing Miwa's right arm with my left.
Like this, and it's in the space. And it's easy to put right.
That looks familiar. We did that last week.
Yeah, she's turning her arm up and in towards her body,
right,
which is twisting Mr. England's hand and opening it up to where she can peel it off real easy.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Looking for a way to gain an edge on the competition? Want to give your body some much-needed relief and relaxation? Try Medical Resort ATAC, Okinawa's specialist in sports therapy and wellness care. ATAC offers customizable massage therapy. Try their oxygen chamber for increased metabolism and faster recovery from injuries. Or take their stretching course to improve flexibility. ATAC is used by professional athletes from the Ryukyu Golden Kings, FC Ryukyu, and Ryukyu Corazon. Stop into their center Monday through Saturday at 12830 Oroku in Naha City, Okinawa. Call 098-859-1890 or visit them on the web at www.sanso-atac.com. That's www.sanso-atac.com.
So the people were interpreting it differently during class. So here's my question on that.
Right.
Kuba Sensei's taking a phone call, so let's get
we're Miwa, filling now.
Let's get Miwa Sensei's input on this.
No, don't call me Sensei.
Miwa.
Okay.
Chun's.
Oh, okay.
Input on this. So okay, one of the things in Okinawan culture and Okinawan karate is that one thing can have multiple meanings. So even if you have a bunkai for a kata, an example of movement, that doesn't necessarily mean that this is the only thing that it can be, and it can be nothing else. So
that's the point. You know that.
Okay. So if the other people are working against a choke, and but your standard in Okinawa is working against a grab, but it's okay to have different interpretations.
Right.
Is it okay? Is it still not okay?
Is it okay? If it works, it means okay.
Okay.
But it doesn't
it doesn't work, it is not okay.
So that doesn't work. I couldn't see how that works against a choke. Can you?
Miwa chokes me. I come up and I clear it out, but I don't want to rip my shirt.
Sorry. But there's another way of release to the choking.
Okay. So if I'm choking Miwa.
And he's choking Miwa, and she's doing.
It's coming from the kurofa. Like just rotate the arm on the other's arm. Very easy.
And then going beyond that, you know, when. You see that, so when I was working at Miyahira Sensei's dojo, so all of those guys would take different bits and pieces of the kata. One guy had sort of a series or a routine that he would work off the first move on Nihonshi 3.
Right.
So on Nihonshi 3, you sort of step out to the side into a middle block, okay? And he had one that like looked just like that. And then his next move was a variation on that. His next move was a variation on the variation.
Yeah. And it could be happening in the traditional karate.
And by the time he gets down to the 6th or 7th or 10th iteration of that, all of a sudden it doesn't look like Nihonshi 3 anymore necessarily.
It's not...
But you can trace it. You can trace it back.
Right.
Because it was sort of like the punch, and the block, and so on and so forth.
Derivative.
Right. So, and I think, you know, I don't know for sure because I didn't speak Japanese and they didn't speak English, but not all of those had to be something that was passed down from the ancient masters, right?
Right.
Some of these guys have been doing karate for 60 years and all of a sudden they figure out, oh, okay, I can do a block here, I can do a strike there.
Yeah. For example, about the Kuwa-sensei told me about the Toshi-sensei. He building his knowledge or technique of karate coming from some part of that from the traditional karate, but other part is coming from his individual experience. It could be happen to other senses.
Okay.
Like you said.
So it has. So Kuwa-sensei, but my question to Miwa was, you were talking about when you're traveling around, you're seeing the interpretation of this, and it's not the basic. It's not the way that you normally do the interpretation. But a part of Okinawan culture is that you can sometimes have multiple meanings for the same thing. So. So how do you know? Okay, which one is the basic? This is the one that people should learn first, and then after that, can there be changes? And how much can it change?
Saved by the bell. I think that was a huge question.
Yeah.
Did you get the impression that he looked like?
We had another interview this morning with Mr. Chambers.
Oh, nice.
Almost the same question.
Oh, really?
As you.
Okay.
Like when you start karate or about the application or about the acupuncture service things, you know, that point.
Okay. So what are some questions that he hasn't had? This is the part I cut out. Is there anything good he might want to get into?
Yeah, or something that you wanted to tell you.
Please give me the time. You know, if I tell you about the question they didn't ask Kaba-sensei.
Yeah.
It means I should translate to the English his answer. Right.
Well, yes. That's the
right?
Yes. Yes, you should translate it to English.
So now it's really easy to translate English because I already did this morning.
Oh, come on.
But the new question, okay. I'm just thinking the easy question.
Well, listen, we can ask him some blood and guts questions and who he's beat up in the last 50 years. I mean, we can almost do that. But no.
We should not talk about the street fighting.
I know.
No.
That would be cut out.
That one got nixed when I was in South Africa.
まあ、簡単にすると、例えば肩一つのものがだいたい3つか4つぐらいの、3つから5つぐらいの変化を持っています。
From 3 to 5 version of the each 肩 has the variation. I think it's a good question because they didn't ask him how many version in theEach kata or how to practice or teaching?
簡単に言うと、例えばサイファーの一番最初の動きがあるでしょう。そうすると、初心者に教えるときは、まず一つの動きを教える。
For beginners, just one style, one version.
Okay.
Only.
例えばサイファーだと、
Grab senses, let's
listen. これなるときに一番最初に教えるのが
This is the first version.
これ、
It's a little basic. I mean, standard.
で、もう一つのバージョンが今度
これもベーシックですか？
今のは
最初のはで、今からやるのはちょっと上。
今のこれからさちょっとだけ上です。
Little bit advanced.
All right.
で空手の方の中で、こういうのがある。
When touch their own body like this, like that.
これは、
So when your fist is right, yeah, right now is his right fist wrapped in his left hand.
そう。でこれは、
It means
結局、
grabbing the opponent person's body.
本来は相手の手を掴むんだけど、一人で稽古するから自分の手を掴む。
So the karate practicing.By themselves, right? There's no need to the opponent person.
Right.
Right? So this is the sign of grabbing the opponent person's body like this.
Okay.
So they say the kata like this way.
Yes.
It means the grabbing.
First, the first culture is, 自分の手をこうして自分の手をこうしてこうするこれが
It's basic.
All right.
And next
application はこれからこれに入る。
Now you've grabbed me, and now you've got the wrist lock, and you're hitting me in the head.
Yeah.
Okay.
これから next こちら。
Level 3.
これから。
Whoa! I hear some sound.
I think that one got picked up. That was nice.
That's my
rhythm.
Show me again.
But it's same movement.
Okay.
Right. Same, just grab
with the other hand.
This is
the same.
This is
the
same.
Oh, it's a wrist break too. Okay. So even though you're doing the same move in the kata, the move looks exactly the same. It has different levels of application. Mm-hmm.Is there a fixed number, or after 60 years of studying martial arts, can you figure out level 5, level 6, level 7?
これはそうじゃなくて、レベルが上がったら昔は教えていた。
The old school, the student ready for the next level, then the sensei teach them.
Okay.
It's really simple.
ただこれね、いろんな技術がね、年齢がいくに従ってというのも、社会が変化して、 徳内先生も言ってたけど、こういう技はもういら世の中いらないんじゃないかと。
It's changing the society or changing the day, different from the, you know, long time ago. You know, Tōku Sensei said those technique is not need anymore to living the nowadays.
Okay.
それであんまり Tōku Sensei 教えなくなって。
So Tōku Sensei stopped to teaching that kind of knowledge.
Oh wow.
まあ、たまたま俺みたいな人間がいたら、
that kind of guy stay with Toguchi sensei and he knows about the, you know, points very well.
Yeah.
And really good to understand what Toguchi sensei is talking about. So this is why sensei succeed from that kind of knowledge.
So he got all the extra stuff that wasn't, right. that wasn't needed, quote unquote, needed anymore. he stuck around and got it.
But even if nobody needs it, I'll go ahead and learn.
でもそれ使ってますよね。
使ってるよ。
Basically, he used that technique.
Right.
Even it's not non-needed technique.
Yeah.
喧嘩でも使ってるよ。
そんな話していいの？
喧嘩でも使って。
Now he say, I can use that technique on a street fight.
Okay.
でも殴りよりはマシさ。
It is better than hitting, you know, punching directly. It's more peaceful technique. Just that twist the arm and give some pain, the sharp pain, and then stop to fighting anymore.
You know, I'd agree with that. You know, I've had to, anytime I've had to be in a sort of self-defense situation, a street fight, I've had to use more either a throw or a joint lock instead of karate, instead of knocking somebody's teeth out. Like, I remember I was at a bar once and a guy, he was pretending to work there. He didn't really work there.
Really?
And he put his hand on my chest and said, I need to see your ID.And I said, you don't need to see my ID, you don't work here. So I need to see your ID. So I had one hand here and one hand here.
It's
and I put him in
the
joint lock. And I said, you don't need to see my ID. No, I don't need to see your ID. You're going to knock it off, aren't you? Yes, I'm going to knock it off. Okay, done. And you didn't have to hit the guy, knock his teeth out. I don't go to jail. Everybody's happy.
That's right.
Okay. So that's your philosophy when, if you have run any trouble on the mean streets of...Of Koza.
あの結局ね、何だったかというと、徳内先生のあのプログラムの中にこの技術はあるんだけど、とか結局できないわけよ。
できないけど使えない。
使えないっていうか、結局ね、どうやっていいかがみんな形だけ
やるけど、意味が分からない。
意味が分かってないと同時に。実際にはこのポイントでこうしないとできないっていうのはあるんだけど、結局ね教えても本人たちがつかみきれない。
この動きです。
そう、この ポイント自体が。だから、はい、格好だけが一緒で、
はい、
結局じゃあしっかりとポイントをつかみきれないから。
それも意味がない。
そう、これはただ形だけやってるだけ。
トーク先生 made the drills the basic way like this shape.Toshi sensei didn't tell that meaning or the correct point to push in, so most of his students don't understand what that meaning.
Okay.
So it is not enough to use that for a real life, a real fight. But sensei knows that meaning because the pushing the some point, better point.
Some pressure point or some nerve point.
Yeah, right. So.This is a big difference between Kuba sensei and other students. Tōku sensei didn't teach that meaning because he thought it is.
He didn't think it was necessary anymore.
Right,
it was only
right,
the most basic version was necessary.
あまりその意味とかを説明しなかったのはもう必要とされないだろう技だからっていうことですか？
いや。説明してるんだけど、
理解できない。 Tōku sensei tried to explain, but student couldn't understand what Toshi sensei is talking about.
Okay.
もう一つは結局こういう技術というのは月蹴りの何倍もの努力が必要なんですよ。
It needs more training to
locate
to you know punching, kicking practice is really easy.
Okay.
Really easy. But that kind of the joint rope or twist the arm or push give the pressure the point it's more
it's not good, miss point
and so it's really difficult to understand like this okay here
分かる人にとってめちゃくちゃ簡単だわけ、うん、俺なんかもうものすごく簡単だわけ
so for the 先生 or to understand the pressure point it's really easy to find the point
ところが分からない人にとってはこんな難しいものない
but the people だから pop, you know the
if, you not, if you've never done it before if you only practice the punching or kicking you're not going to be able to find it
right but now since it taught me how where I should push in so
Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, so I shouldn't mess with you anymore.
Right.
だからこういうところをね、ちゃんとできるかできないか、結局ほとんどの人が完璧なことができないんだ。
Most of people
これもまた全然別だね。これも間違いないです。
Pushing here between this bone and this bone.
Between the bone of the pinky finger and the ring finger.
With yourself. Pushing as
No good. これで
this one. Grab those other three fingers here.
Okay, the other three fingers are on the meat of the thumb.
And this finger should be open.
No good.
And they're pushing thumb and pulling
this
with three fingers. And if you feel pain, it's
crush.
And if you feel more pain, put it down.
Oh, there it is. So when you have that, so I had it in front of my chest, and I could feel a little bit, but when I pulled it down, sort of in front of my stomach,
it's more
all of a sudden,
stress.
Like
this.
Okay, he's got Evan in the joint.
No, look here.
Feel that.
He's got it along the thumb.
Uh-huh.
I can't make a fist.
Yeah. Oh, so you can't even squeeze
it. I can. And if he does that, it's all over.
だからこれがこう、
okay.
大切なのは何かというとここをこうするじゃあこうしたらできるかでこれはもうミス
Is it not correct so you don't feel any pain?
Right.
And what he's doing is he's just pushing him with the tip of his thumb
だからここでこれを取る
Grab the rock
So he's got the meat of my thumb there
どうぞ、come on
And
try again 完璧に彼が僕私がこのようにこうするときに、誰が握ってしまう
Try to grab
With this hand?
No, just make a fist
Okay.
Yes. こうなったときこれ握ってないでしょ、mm. これこっちじゃなくてこうでしょ
So if he's off to the side of the thumb I can't make the
This is a miss If you grab
You can grab
これ
Oh if I do grab he's got a thumb lock that he follows up with
creaking?
Oh that's slick I like that
こういうのが技術だ
This is the technique.
Okay.
So we need to understand which point we should push in.
Mm.
It's really difficult, and you know even the own hand.
Right.
But we should when use that for the person, try to find the
right spot
right.
at the right time.
Right.
Oh, that's
and
that's
one moment maybe.
Yeah. Right.
Now. Right.
Okay, we're not quite done with our second stop on the road trip just yet. Tune in next week to hear the second half of our interview with Yoshio Kuba. To find out more about Sensei Yoshio Kuba and the Kenbukan Dojo in Okinawa City, Okinawa, you can contact Miwa Kanazawa at miwandering@gmail.com. That's miwandering@gmail.com.Niheribiru, and mata ya. Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks.